This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's a video and a story in our stack. Scott has not yet seen the video because he was like, what is this about? I need
your reaction
in real time. We're going to play a little bit of it at some point. But it is one of those stories that I have never thought about this. And I know we've never talked about this in our now 14th year, day one. Local waste management employees narrowly avoided a dangerous situation on Wednesday when someone put something in their trash that did not belong there, and then they put the trash receptacles in the trash can, Scott, from the can to the garbage truck, and the garbage truck does what it does,
Oh my God!
That's the sound of a
oxygen tank. Oh, that was the that was them putting the fire out?
That was them trying to put the fire out after a massive explosion.
Oh, there it is.
We're going to post this on social. You have to see the video to understand this. So keep in mind, there are roller bins at the curb, and there happens to be a surveillance camera on the back of the garbage truck, which is how you can see this. One of the trash guys on the left grabs the roller bin, puts it in, and starts the compression, the compactor. The other trash guy on the right, servicing the right side of the street, then pulls the second trash bin. And before the compressor gets all the way down, he dumps the contents of that trash bin into the trash truck. Someone had placed an oxygen tank in their trash can.
He's lucky he's alive.
The entire thing blows to smithereens in seconds, and both of them are lucky they're alive, Scott, because it blasts up and out.
The debris field from all the trash that's already in the truck goes about, I would guess, 40 to 50 feet down the street.
Quoting here from the city manager, it sounded like a bomb went off. The explosion was so loud that it set off the city's gunshot notification system everywhere. It was chaos. There was trash everywhere. The tank was discovered. Listen to this word, Scott. Illegally placed in the garbage can in that 4,000 block of Elburn Avenue in Ohio. It is, quote, definitely illegal. It is definitely dangerous. This is something we definitely want not only the person who did this, but also all of our community members to be aware of. There are some things you are not allowed to throw away.
It was a big ass boom.
Yeah, it was.
Basically, anything that's large and pressurized, even things that are small and pressurized, there are proper ways to dispose of those items. But if they're small and pressurized, they're not going to create the massive explosion that this thing did. This was probably, it's like knee height.
Oh,
to kind of give you an example of the size of this tank.
Here's my question. We don't know, like maybe they were cleaning out this house, let's say, after someone passed away and they're getting rid of all of the medical debris.
Those things are not cheap.
What percentage of people do you think understand that not only are you not allowed to put an oxygen tank in the trash, but that it is illegal to do so. Because I'm going to be honest, in all of my 50 years, I ain't ever seen a story like this in the stack ever. I know when you go to mail stuff, they say, make sure, are there any lithium batteries? Is it this? Is it something that's explosive? And you got to write that, you know, you got to sign your name at the United States Postal Service. It never would have occurred to me. It's common sense that you shouldn't put it in the trash, but it never would have occurred to me that that could lead to what we're seeing here.
Growing up, my grandmother had an oxygen tank that she took around everywhere that she went. Being the bored kid that I was, I often sat and read the labels on things. Isn't that exciting? And if I remember correctly, I do believe that had a warning label on the side of the tank that said, do not discard.
But how many people know that, Scott?
I would hope most mildly educated people. I mean, it's a highly flammable.
Yeah, but if you and the phones are already ringing, and I knew they would. If you are a trash truck operator, driver, like whatever, what are the other things that just as a community service we're going to be telling people?
You know what we throw away all the time that we're not allowed to throw away?
Please
paint,
tell me.
Paint.
Lithium ion batteries.
Of any kind?
Of any kind.
What about
of
regular
any
batteries?
Size. That one's iffy. If they're not charged, the alkaline in theory is not able to catch fire, in theory.
I love this. It says the local police department seeking information about the incident. Well, you know what trash can it came out of. Maybe because it's in 10 trillion pieces.
You know, one of the two houses. We don't know if it was the first one that was dumped in.
Which person has the 105-year-old person inside
that
likes to go to the casino on Sunday and probably smoke while they're doing it? Like, this is not going to be, you don't need Matlock coming in to figure out where this came from.
Well, I was just about to say, Dana, you're asking how many people know that you're not allowed to throw it away. I would say the same number of people that know you're not allowed to smoke next to it.
I was always told you shouldn't put paint in your trash can.
No, you take it off that I-35 place and you have to make an appointment and they're lovely. You absolutely cannot throw away paint, but not because it's going to explode.
Because it seeps into the water system.
It's hazardous. I cannot remember a story in all of my years that someone improperly disposed of something and it blew a trash truck to smithereens. Like, think about it, Scott. Obviously, fireworks, like, that would be stupid to throw away.
But not necessarily flammable without an open flame.
What about even the little canisters you use, like for a Bunsen burner?
Here's something you shouldn't throw away: bullets.
Okay.
Not that anybody would, but
I'm talking estate sale, Scott. I'm not saying that's what happened here, but let's say someone passes away and you are just getting rid of everything, like you take all that trash out. I don't know that. I certainly don't think this was deliberate. I think this was someone that was like, maybe after a death, maybe after someone moves to a nursing home, let's get rid of all this stuff, like the toilet seat, walker, you know, all of the aging in place stuff. And they throw the oxygen tank in there, and then we got an 8-wig boom boom.
That more looked like a 9-wig boom boom to me.
Oh, I bet that trash truck guy needs a new pair of pants.
Well,
we had to heavily edit it.
One of the moms of one of the two trash guys said they're both doing fine.
Good God.
They both suffered hearing loss and cuts, but they're going to be okay. Now, the hearing loss, obviously, their hearing came back.
Huh?
But they did suffer temporary hearing loss.
Okay. What? I guarantee you no one knows this. Here's what you should not put in your trash because they could potentially explode when crushed by the trash compactor by your trash guy. Okay? Mm-hmm. To Sam's point, lithium ion batteries. Yeah. Let's now add oxygen tanks and all other tanks that might contain pressurized air. Here's one. Aerosol cans.
Really? What are you supposed to do with those?
Not put them in the trash. Like hairspray?
Like Aquanet?
Well, I'm going to go further. Like, what about Pam cooking spray? Like, we have to have this conversation. I had no idea you weren't supposed to do that. None.
I don't use a lot of Pam, but when I have and it's run out, I throw it in the trash.
Technically, any aerosol can, period. Any pressurized canister, period, you are not supposed to throw away.
And I'm telling you, ain't nobody knows that.
Let's go to Kyle in Spring Hill. 913-586-7798. Kyle, hello.
Good afternoon. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
So, years ago, when I was still a police officer, and Dana, I thought you might remember this because I think you were still at Channel 5 at the time, we had a trash truck explode in one of the Johnson County jurisdictions, and so we responded. They pointed which house they had just come from, and these folks had thrown away the components of their meth lab.
No.
Oh, yeah. And we served a search warrant on the house and uncovered quite the operation.
Oh, so they threw away the components of an old meth lab.
Right.
And then built a new one.
It wasn't that old if it exploded.
Yeah, they upgraded.
Kyle, thank you for the call. If you Google this, you will get results of trash trucks exploding.
Within the last year, I can't remember how recent it was, if it was within 3 months or 6 months or whatever. So I'm going to say within the last year, we had a story out of, I believe it was Minnesota, where the entire load of that trash truck caught fire. And thankfully, they noticed it and dumped the load in the middle of the street. But then you had a trash truck's worth of trash sitting in the middle of the street
burning. I do remember that.
And I believe it was a lithium-ion battery on a hot day.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.